This is Mike Perry, and we are speaking with Lamar Gailey, who was the Assistant Director of Adult Education at Des Moines Area Community College from 1968 until 1973. And he's going to tell us a little bit about his experiences there, about his job, and what the primary responsibilities were first.
Thank you, Mike. I was hired as a coordinator of adult education, and then during the first reorganization at Area 11, or Des Moines Area, as it was later to be called, I was promoted to Assistant Director of Adult Education. My primary responsibilities was working to develop a high school completion program. There was already a literacy program and a GED prep program there, and the college wanted a credit-by-credit high school diploma program, and that was my primary responsibility when I was hired.
And then what seemed to be the major challenges for your first years?
Probably the biggest challenge was finding curriculum and designing a program that would meet the needs without having a huge faculty to teach all the classes. So we located program materials, and the students did independent study to earn their credits. They also earned some credits through adult education classes in the high school, and then we came up with a way to evaluate work experience to give them credits for activities that they'd been engaged in since they left high school. And, of course, some of our major challenges was getting high schools to buy into the program and accept the program, and the desire was that the high school would then award the diploma as opposed to Des Moines Area Community College. And that presented some problems, but we were very successful with a lot of the high schools and able to work that out with them.
And then can you share with us what are some of your most pleasant memories for the time you were at DMAC, and what gives you the greatest satisfaction now?
When I started at DMAC, I was still a fairly young man. Everything was sort of a new experience, and fortunately, Area 11 had an excellent staff to work with, Paul Lowry and Phil Langerman, who I worked with, and then Dorothy Gillen, who was the public relations person. She and I put together the first tabloid advertising all the community education programs in the participating high schools and then the other college credit programs that were going on campus. And, you know, I'd never participated in a print job like that. It was really fun. But being away from Des Moines area now for probably about 30 years, you look back and such pleasant memories of a great team that you worked with and friendships, like our friendship, Mike, has lasted throughout the years. And then I still have contact with Phil Langerman and Jack Rollinger. And, you know, when you can make friendships like that that weather the years, you know that you had to be working with good people. And it was a great opportunity to interview in a post office for a college position and to stay there and see the bricks and mortar go up and have a full-fledged campus when you finally finished your career there. And it was really a short career there, 4 years, but there was an awful lot of activity and an awful lot of excellent leadership that went on there.
Well, thank you much, Lamar. We appreciate it. And this will be appearing on our website soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye.